Welcome to Tip TV Master Investor Show. It gives me great pleasure, as always, to introduce Mr. Sven Lorenz. He's the CEO of Master Investor. Sven, good, very good morning to you.
Hi, Nick. Good morning.
You're a regular commentator on stock markets and stocks, and I know you have strong opinions on Brexit and Trump and all sorts, but today you're going to talk about the Master Investor Show. What's new?
So we have this yearly event, as you know, the Master Investor Show, which takes place in Islington in London every year in spring. And it's really a place where private investors can come to learn and be inspired. First of all, they can meet the CEOs and the CFOs of stock market listed companies, AIM companies, LSE companies, also some foreign companies. And we have a great lineup of speakers every year, so you can actually listen to people who have some very interesting stuff to say about investments, their companies, the market as a whole. It's a very, very diverse event every year.
Understood. And how long has the Master Investor been going for?
So we've been around for nearly 15 years. We have our 15th anniversary next year on March the 25th in 2017 will be our flagship event where we'll be celebrating our 15th anniversary. And that anniversary actually comes on the back of 3 years ago. Our company underwent major changes. It went through a change in ownership, change in management. We replaced almost all of the staff. And we also changed the concept of the event quite a lot. We upgraded it. We basically applied what I call a quality filter for exhibitors and speakers. We're not just allowing anyone in. This is really a curated event where we make sure that the content we offer on the day is of high quality and is of interest to a high caliber private investor crowd. And we've obviously also upgraded how we work in terms of being integrated with our digital technology. So our delegates actually hear regularly from us through our website and our magazine and all that.
Understood. Now, you do a monthly magazine, which I'm sure a lot of people are aware of. What other offerings do you have currently?
The monthly magazine is really our flagship product on the internet. We're very proud of that. We put out a magazine that I think is on par with printed magazines at the newsstand, which you have to pay for. We publish it for free. It's purely financed through advertising. And I think it's of the same quality as anything you can buy on the newsstand. We also have a blog. We publish new articles from our relatively diverse set of contributors almost every day. We have a daily e-letter. We're going to launch a weekly e-letter now. We have social media, so there's really a lot going on. And we are now increasingly also launching videos where our commentators talk to our audience by video.
Understood.
Very successful.
2017 is just about upon us. What's new for 2017?
We're super excited about our event in March basically being another leap forward. We have just announced that we've signed a headline sponsorship agreement with Fidelity International. So we have one of the world's largest fund management companies and also just simply best known and most respected fund management companies on board to contribute really interesting and exciting content to the show. They will send speakers. You can meet some of their fund managers at the event. We've also signed up Seven Investment Management, a well-known fund management company from the City of London. We have London Southeast, the stock market and finance portal from the UK, participating as a key sponsor, and a whole raft of other exhibitors that we're now gradually revealing to the public.
So some very, very big names.
Yeah, and that's really what we're aiming to do. These private investor events in the UK had a period where they mostly really only catered to people who were interested in AIM shares, and that is obviously an entirely valid business model. But we thought about how can we make this of interest to a much broader and much bigger audience, and that's what we're aiming to do. You have millions of people in the UK now who are sitting on quite significant personal assets. They have to manage their pensions. You have obviously a whole new generation of people who are in their early 40s who are working for Facebook, Google. They're getting huge bonuses. The house is paid off. And they all have this issue of what do I actually do with my investable cash in a world where you get 0% interest rates.
Yep.
So there's a huge market for us, and we are basically aiming to create an event that is very much catering to mainstream private investors, and that is now also being reflected in our choice of exhibitors and speakers.
So talking of exhibitors and speakers, will Tip TV be there?
I hope you will be there. You were there last year, and we had an absolute blast getting our speakers and some of our celebrity guests speaking to you and getting that out to your audience. And what we will do in the coming year is a special area for bloggers, for finance bloggers. We have very ambitious plans for involving the media in our event. We want this to be a huge gig. that is also very visible in the public's eye. And of course, Tip TV will be a vital component for that. So I hope you're going to send your team and you'll come yourself.
Well, we'll be in the VIP lounge again. In terms of the tickets for this, how, when, how much, where do we get them from?
So the tickets are £20 each. They will be available from November the 29th onwards. That's next week. And we're going to announce that on our website. So if you sign up to our social media or to our email list, then you hear about it automatically. Otherwise, just check back to it next week on the 29th. And I think we can also do some special deals for your viewers, maybe, as we did in the PR.
That's what we like to hear at Tip TV. So that's my tip of the day. We might get some free tickets here. Don't want to put words into your mouth, Sven. Right, finally, when are you back?
I'm going to be back next week, and I think we're going to talk about a couple of specific shares and some good investment ideas for you.
I look forward to that immensely. Sven, thank you very much indeed, as always. See you next week. Right, let's take a very quick break, and then we'll be straight back. Thank you.